Welcome to episode 4, where we will look at a further two pairs of facets of everything. The first can be summed up in the keywords of difference, parts, or component. Now look at the diagram, where the facet will be represented by the turquoise triangle at the northwest side. It can be understood as follows. Everything is made up of particles and parts. More and more, smaller and smaller basic particles are being discovered. These have allowed the material world to form bigger and bigger entities. Look at your hand. Maybe you are wearing a metal ring. It's not just one thing, but it is made up of trillions of atoms. Now look around your surroundings. If you are in a room, you may well have many different books. Each book is made up of hundreds of pages, and each text probably has millions of characters. Or, if you are outside, look at a tree. It's made up of a stem, leaves and roots, within which you have thousands of plant cells, each with many organelles. We humans are also made up of a myriad of parts, organs, cells and bacteria, as are all the things that we invent and make. Think of a car or a washing machine, and all the components that it is constructed from. The Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland is the most complex machine ever built, and paradoxically is being used to study the simplest and smallest particles in existence. We can call this facet of everything differentiality. Now, all this diversity is wonderful, but it has to be balanced by the next facet, summarized by the keywords of wholeness, purpose, or direction. This facet is represented by the orange triangle in the southeast corner of the diagram. It can be understood as follows. All the parts of an entity make up a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts and has a purpose or reason for why it exists. This purpose can be man-made or natural, that is, intrinsic. Wherever you are, look around and identify all the different entities. In a room they may be chairs, tables, shelves. Outside they may be buildings, roadways, gardens, wild areas, etc. All the parts from which they have been made up make something that has a greater purpose. If you are outside, those clouds, made up of innumerable drops of water, serve a purpose of providing rain. Look at yourself, your bones, blood, tissues, and a mental and spiritual component make us up as individual persons, Tom, Dick or Harry, with a purpose in life. The same goes for the things we make, such as a clock for telling the time, or a bicycle to travel around on. The spirit and components in them come from our creative design, if you like. We are part of a group of people, an audience, a congregation, a workforce. Then we have an aim or goal to which we are being directed. This facet of everything I call integrality, which balances differentiality. This pair forms a third principle which we can call integrated separation. Everything has component parts that need to form a greater whole that has a higher purpose. So look again around you, and notice all the different components that make up your surroundings. Imagine all the different parts from which they are made. Without these parts, those entities, be they slippers, seagulls or the sun, would not be able to fulfill their purposes. So that's the end of this episode. Keep on thinking about these two facets until you listen to the next episode. And in the meantime, try to take part and find purpose.